Roni's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show. Our website is jrdonline.com. Our email is jeff.roni@gmail.com. If you want to leave us a voicemail, call us at 714-929-7857. We're on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. So stay connected to us and on with the show. Well, all right. We're going to do something a little different tonight. If you have never heard of a style of podcasting called a couple cast, this is a great way to introduce you to the female side of a couple cast. So there are some friends of mine, Jason and Jennifer Tucker. They host the Tucker Tales podcast. And I've known Jason a long while. He's a good guy. And I wanted to interview Jen for a couple of different reasons. You'll see as we go through the questions. She's a really cool gal, got a lot of things going on. And we're going to go into the interview. And I want to introduce you to Jennifer Tucker.
Hi, this is James from Nobody's Listening, and you're listening to Roni's Own Radio, peoples.
Okay, Jennifer, give me five words that would describe you.
If I had to choose five words to describe myself, I would probably choose creative, shy, loyal, happy, and stubborn.
Okay, what is your favorite comedy movie?
I'm not much of a movie person, but the first movie to pop into my head and one I'll watch over and over again is Swingers.
All right. People would be surprised to know that you...
Something people would be surprised to know is that I never pictured myself being a stay-at-home mom when I was a child. And I thought I'd be an astronaut until I learned I had to be really good at math.
All right. Let's get down to it now. What's the best thing about being a stay-at-home mom?
The best thing about being a stay-at-home mom, I'm able to see my kids through every stage of their young lives. I don't ever have to hear about their first smile, words, or their steps. I get to be there for it. Although sometimes my oldest child doesn't understand the value of having a stay-at-home mom. She gets to come home to someone every day after school. She doesn't have to spend hours home alone waiting for me to get back from work.
And on the flip side, what's the not-so-best thing about being a stay-at-home mom?
The not-so-best thing about being a stay-at-home mom? I think it's the hardest when I'm sick or overly tired. Just because I'm sick doesn't mean my youngest child, who isn't in school yet, doesn't need to be taken care of that day. Sick or not, I gotta get up and tend to her needs. That and potty training.
Okay, you're pretty crafty. So when did you realize that you had a knack for making jewelry?
When did I realize I have a knack for making jewelry? Well, every year the elementary school has a family fun night that includes games, food, raffles, and even a craft fair, even though I use that term loosely. You don't have to sell something that you made yourself. And for years I've been saying I was going to get a table and try to sell something I made. However, I've never been very confident in my skills as a crafter. Last year for kicks, I thought I'd make jewelry. I started with a wire crochet beaded necklace, and I really liked the way it turned out. I decided it needed some earrings to go with it. So that's when I discovered I'd have a knack for it. As I was putting together pieces, something just clicked in my brain. Once I did a little research on how to properly make them, there was no stopping me.
Can you tell me what your artistic influences are?
And my artistic influences? I read a lot of craft blogs, and every one of them influences me in one way or another, but the beads themselves are my biggest influence.
Okay. What's the process that you go through when you design and then you create some new jewelry pieces? Tell me about it.
The process that I go through when I design and create some new pieces. Well, I'm pretty much always thinking about possible designs using what I already have here at home. But there's no inspiration to be found here sometimes. And so that's when I go to the craft store, or the bead store, and just look over all the beautiful beads and the beautiful colors and shapes until an idea starts to form. It just comes naturally to me. Once I sit down, I just start putting them together, and I just work it until I'm pleased. With every piece I make, there's a moment when it clicks and I know it's done. Beads are my muse. They sing to me, and they tell me how they want to be assembled into something beautiful. It takes a little effort, takes very little effort on my part to design something.
Do you make special requests for people for different pieces of jewelry?
Do I make special requests for people? Well, absolutely. That's actually how I got started selling. I made a few wire crochet pieces for no other reason than I wanted to try out the technique, and a few friends commissioned me to make some presents for friends and family members. When I started making earrings by the dozen, basically, a really good friend took some of the work with her to work for a week and sold them to her coworkers. And I'm happy to look for beads for in a specific color or style if somebody needs something that I don't have available on my website.
Okay, tell me about your online store. I've seen it. It's really cool. But tell me about it.
Oh, my online store, you can find it at JenTuckerCreatives.com. And currently you'll find a lot of different earrings. Most of them are one-off. So if you like something, you should get it before it's gone. But I'm working on getting necklaces and bracelets uploaded to the site soon. And I'm always creating new things. So you could check back often to see what's new.
Okay, do you have any cool news or contests or anything about your online store to tell us about?
Do I have any news, contests, or anything? Well, for my grand opening, I gave away a pair of earrings to one lucky winner, Michelle. And I'm certain I'll have more contests and giveaways in the future. You can always check the sites for the current news.
Okay, it's plug time. So tell people how to find you on the internet. Tell them a little more about what you create and your online store. Just tell them all about how to find you and what you do.
And you can find me lots of places. My jewelry can be found at JenTuckerCreatives.com. My personal blog is at JenTucker.us. I'm on Twitter, Twitter.com/JenTucker. So I'm a lot of places.
Okay, last chance. Any final words from Jennifer Tucker? Go ahead.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me. Please visit me at JenTuckerCreatives.com and let me know what you think of my work. Thanks.
Hi, ho, this is Kermit the Frog here, and you're listening to Ronnie's Own Radio. Well, I guess he talks about radios or something like that. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Hi there. My name is Donna, also known as Obnoxious. I write a blog called The Obnoxious Stay-at-Home Mom. Most people think that being a stay-at-home mom is boring. Obviously, they don't live in my home. Forget about living like Joan Cleaver. I am the champion of avoiding housework. I post videos and blogs of my daily life for you to snicker, snort, and chuckle. Most of all, for you to be entertained. To see what I'm all about, you can find me at www.theobnoxioussahm.com. Come on and avoid your housework with me. www.theobnoxioussahm.com. That stands for Stay at Home Mom. I gotta go and look for my duct tape. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com. Roni's Own Radio is a proud member of the Christian New Media Group. You can find more information at cnmg.ronizone.com. And drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.